It is quarter number two, underway 15-11. Jeanette in the lead over Greensburg Central Catholic. Jayhawks with possession, but a bad pass is stolen by Erdely. Now Erdely in the open court, attacking sharp, off the glass and good, as Tom Erdely gets his first points, makes it a two-point deficit for GCC. It's 15-13, Jayhawks.
It's going back and forth, Sean. It's going to be a good game. It's going to go right down to the wire, I believe, in quarter number four.
Jackson threw it, dribbling out of the corner to the cup. Acrobatic layup attempt off the mark. Barnes comes up with the offensive rebound, and the official, I believe, has called a jump ball. And that jump ball will give possession to Greensburg Central Catholic. I think maybe a little premature on that whistle.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. I know that Coach Batch does not appear to be very happy with that call, but nonetheless, the call is the call.
And Barnes isn't mad. He's more so baffled. Doesn't understand how that was a jump ball. Nonetheless, Erdely with the basketball on the logo of the Centurions here at GCC High School. Beautiful new floor in its first year. Helm, pull-up jumper just inside the arc. It's good from about 18 feet for Jeff Helm. He's up to 6 points, and he's deadlocked this game just over a minute into quarter number two. It's 15-15.
Game of run, Sean. We'll see how the Jayhawks respond.
Whistle here. Oh, a shoelace untied for, I believe that's Zach Crutchman.
Yeah, nice job by the officiating crew here today, realizing that stopping play, it will remain Jayhawks ball. Safety is in the forefront.
Now, the question I would ask, Roger, is if a defensive player's shoelaces are untied, would they stop possession?
That's a good question.
Sharp with the basketball. He's tightly defended by Erdely. Still has the dribble. Now hands off. Pull-up jumper by Pruitt. Misses badly. Barnes going up for the rebound. Had a player underneath him. Luckily, Barnes was able to land safely as Bizik Nanny. He was trying to box out. Barnes already left his feet, so I believe that's going to go against Bizik Nanny.
It is.
Be shocked if it didn't. Indeed, it is charged to the senior. Seems like there's been a Bizik Nanny either on the boys or girls team, or many times both teams, for, what, about a decade now?
Oh, yeah, they've had a lot of them.
Crutchman gets the inbound, throws it to Sharp, who had a tightrope to make sure his foot did not step out of bound along the left corner. Now Sharp up top gives it to Seth Howard. Back to Crutchman. He tries to drive. Getting physical against Bizik Nanny. Play continues, and Crutchman clapping in the face of Bizik Nanny after he gets the friendly roll for the 12-foot jumper. Now GCC into the front court. LeCarte moves it to Lonegro.
Bizik Nanny and Crutchman have a pretty good battle underneath, Sean.
Yeah, Crutchman was lucky. He probably did not get a technical. Great pull-up move by Lonegro. Sent the defender flying past him and through it, but Lonegro can't hit the jumper. Out of bounds. Last touch by Jeanette. It will stay with GCC.
Yeah, Barnes nearly getting the rebound, just knocking the ball out of bounds. Inbound by Lonegro.
2 minutes and 10 seconds elapsed in his second quarter. Inbound pass stolen by Seth Howard. He doesn't like interceptions on the gridiron, but he comes up with one here defensively on the hardwood. Gets it to Crutchman. He backs his way, now kicks it to Sharp up top. Sharp back to Crutchman. He's going to take a three. Right side, misses well short, and the rebound goes to Lonegro as he quickly dribbles across the timeline. Kicks it out to LeCarte. Now Bizik Nanny just beyond the foul line. It's good. Smooth-looking jumper by Ryan Bizik Nanny. He has 5 points. He's tied the game.
Yeah, real nice look from Lonegro.
17-17, 5:12 remaining, quarter number two. Sharp drives, puts the brakes on, and gets it to Pruitt. Pruitt's angle's cut off, so he gets it back to A.J. Sharp. And now a foul down low. I believe it's an offensive foul. Zach Crutchman threw out that hand, Roger, and it looked as though maybe Bizik Nanny sold it a little bit on the back end as well.
Oh, he definitely did, Sean. Definitely sold it. It's amazing how players at all levels of basketball are beginning to almost look like soccer players, the way they fall down anytime they get maybe have a breath on them too heavy.
Well, if it earns you the call, then
it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's worthwhile. That being said, I don't think you could do it too often or else the officials are going to kind of turn that against you. Nonetheless, GCC basketball trying to take the lead here in quarter number two.
I believe the NBA does have a role with that.
Yeah. Now in the post, Bizik Nanny sheds Crutchman, gets inside with the left-handed reverse layup. Bisignani showing some strength, just winning a 50-50 battle to that pass as he overwhelmed Crutchman for the hoop.
Put Central to the lead, 19-17, 4:25 remaining.
Jumper the other way is good for Jackson Pruitt. And Pruitt's three-pointer gives Jeanette the lead right back. It's 20-19 in favor of the visitors.
Bisignani almost had the ball stolen from behind.
Early trying to put a crossover dribble on Sharp. It goes into the backcourt. Possession stays with GCC as Early down on the seat of his pants now throws it to Bisignani. Over to Helm. Helm kicks it to Lonegro. Open three from the left corner. Misses the mark and a whistle on a loose ball foul. It looks like it's on Lonegro. That is his second.
Yeah, Lonegro grabbed Marcus Barnes. Barnes was going in to get the layup. Lonegro definitely gave him a hold.
Fifth team foul against GCC. Jeanette has committed seven fouls as Pasula returns to the floor.
As does Jacob Byros, another senior in the lineup.
Timeout taken by Jeanette as Coach Batts wants to talk things over. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Just about halfway through quarter number two. So far, it has been a back-and-forth game. GCC led early. Jeanette won on a big run, Roger, that allowed the Jayhawks to take the lead in the first quarter, carried over to the second, and then the teams have exchanged the lead on the last couple of hoops.
Yeah, it is definitely an old-fashioned shootout here this afternoon at GCC. Gives you the feel of almost a playoff game, Sean, when these two teams get together in any sport.
Jeff Helm has 6 points for GCC. Ryan Bisignani has seven. So he is leading the way. Bisignani on the season averaging just 3.5 points. So he's already doubled his typical production. On the other side, Zach Crutchman leading the way for Jeanette. He has 7 points. Amani Sanders right behind with six. Jayhawks basketball out of the timeout. 3:52 left, quarter number two. Jeanette going near to far as we see it, as we're situated here in the corner, right beyond the baseline. Sharp with the basketball, moves it to Crutchman in the left corner. Now back to Sharp up top. Takes a difficult three. That one rattles around. Offensive rebound by Pruitt. He kicks it out. Now Crutchman, left wing three. That one halfway down comes out. Offensive rebound again by Jeanette. Underneath, Howard has it. He throws it up top where Sharp is able to corral it. Sharp ball fake, drives inside, little floater off to the right, tipped around, and Pasula grabs a strong defensive rebound. Jeanette had plenty of looks on that possession, Roger. Jayhawks couldn't buy a hoop.
They most certainly did, and we've seen that a lot in the college game and the high school game this season. A lot of missed layups.
Pasula from the high post now kicks it to the corner. Quick three-pointer that time, misses badly by Byros, an air ball snatched by Jeanette defensively. Howard to Pruitt. Back to Sharp up top as he looks back to his coaches who are barking out some instructions for the Jayhawks.
2:45 remaining in quarter number two.
Bounce pass down low by Barnes to Pruitt on the block, and now it goes back to Barnes on that left side. Coach Batts screaming right now. He doesn't like the offense he's seeing as Crutchman has it in the left corner. Drives inside. Big collision. Offensive foul. And for Crutchman, that's number three, Roger.
Yes, it is.
He's going to, in all likelihood, have to check out. And indeed, coming in his place is Drake Petrillo. That's one where it looked like maybe a little hesitation by the official. They didn't know which way to go necessarily right off the bat. It goes against Crutchman. It's a big one.
His third. Team eighth. No shot on the offensive foul.
Pasula catches the pass from Early. Drives inside. The hoop and the harm. From the left block, he banked it in and drew the contact. And as a result, first points of this quarter for Pasula. He has a chance to complete the three-point play.
Foul will be on Drake Petrillo, his first, team ninth.
21-20 in favor of GCC, and an opportunity for Pasula to put his team up by two. Haven't seen Helm handling the basketball as much in this second quarter. Seems like they've gone away from that a little bit.
Yeah, they have. Actually, he hasn't touched the ball much in this second quarter.
The southpaw a bit strong on the foul shot, and he didn't follow his miss, or else he might have been able to come up with it. Instead, Jeanette corrals the defensive rebound, and the Jayhawks now enter the front court. Howard plays catch with Sharp. Sharp drives and then kicks. Open three for Pruitt. A bit strong. Offensive rebound, however, by Petrillo. Now he kicks it out to Howard. Straight on three. It's good. Seth Howard with his first points gives Jeanette the lead back, 23-21. The lead has been exchanged on each of the last four baskets. Now Helm, he's handling the basketball here. Hands off to Bisignani. Circles around to the foul line, picks up his dribble. He's looking for help. Feeds back door to Byros. Layup off the mark, but Byros drew contact, and he's going to head to the line. Good looking pass there out of the high post, and a nice cut by Byros.
Absolutely.
Pruitt.
His first.
So Jeanette has committed 10 team fouls. First foul shot is good for Byros as he's on the board. And he's pulled his team within a single point.
Nate Ward's going to check back in for the Centurions.
1:26 left in this opening half.
And Byros is good with the second one. He's 2 for 2 from the foul line.
And that ties the game at 23-23. Pruitt, the basketball up top, now moves it to Howard. Howard gets it to A.J. Sharp. Jeanette's been patient for the most part offensively. Sharp drives and kicks to the right corner. Three-pointer is good for Jeanette's Jackson Pruitt. His second trifecta of the quarter, 26-23 Jeanette. And a timeout, 30-second variety called by Greg Bisignani for GCC to talk things over.